Here's a little message just to let you know. You're listening to Radio, Radio. This is the Cliff Howarth Radio Show. Yeah!
Okay, so, sat opposite me in the studio tonight, local singer, songwriter, and leader of the Ragamuffins, of course, Mr. David John Jaggs. Welcome to the show, David.
Good evening, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, thank you. Thank you so much for coming in all the way across the water into our studios tonight and agreeing to play some songs live for us.
Well, why not?
Why not indeed? What else are you going to do on a cold, wet, miserable night?
To probably change nappies.
Well, yes.
Change nappies and try desperately to get our daughter to go to bed at a reasonable hour.
So how is that going?
It's good. If you'd have told me a year ago that I wouldn't have a phobia of poo, I'd have thought you were going mad. But it's steady. That bit, not even fazed by that. It's like from the first one in the hospital, I was just like,
get on with it.
It's got to get on with it. Yeah. So, and I suppose that's my sort of inner mod.
Yeah.
It's like that whole clean living thing. I was like, oh, can't be dealing with that. No
not
chance.
Doing that. Yeah.
But no, not at all. I just kind of muck in and do all that. So rolling around on the floor with someone pretending that you're like 2 years old is quite good. It's quite good for your sort of soul, I suppose. It's quite liberating.
It's good.
Not very good for your kind of musical productivity.
No,
but
I can imagine.
Yeah, but because you know when you go, you can't exactly go, right, I'm just going to go and spend 8 hours in a recording studio.
It's
you're not.
Your life has changed forever, mate.
Yeah. So,
but for the better,
definitely,
without a doubt. So, for anyone who's listening tonight and doesn't know the Ragamuffins, you've obviously just heard them playing here. I first saw the Ragamuffins all the way back. I was trying to think of what year it was. It was at the O2 Academy supporting Ian Prowse.
Yeah, I think it was either 2012 or 2013, but I've got a feeling it was 2012.
Yeah.
Which is a long time ago when you think about it.
It is.
The bizarre thing about that night is Tom Fripp, who is our guitarist, an occasional trumpet player and general musical genius. He was actually playing that same night in the Academy 1 because the band he was in at the time called Folks, who did a couple of tours with like Noel Gallagher and things like that, but they were supporting Band of Skulls upstairs.
That's right, Ted. I do remember there was something going on up there because we were in the little room, weren't we?
Bumped him in backstage. He knew Zav, who was playing drums for us at the time. So,
but it's funny because the band has changed a lot over the years from then, hasn't it?
But it was our mate Ed who kind of basically put us back together from it being what was effectively a college thing of mine, and it had sort of died a death. And then, but you know, the songs were still, hopefully as they are now, pretty decent.
Yeah.
And he was a big fan of ours, and he said, "Well, how about kind of putting things back? How about putting a single out? Because I'm setting up this little record label," which sounded brilliant to me. And then, lo and behold, he kind of basically helped us put a couple of missing pieces in the band together. But then over time, you know, people moved away. Some moved abroad, you know, really didn't want to
keyboard
be in our band
player,
anymore.
I remember the keyboard player.
Jonas moved away, which is a shame because he's a brilliant lad.
I know.
But
I know.
Now we've got the fantastic Sam.
Yeah.
Sam Parry. And obviously we met Florin in true Human League fashion. He was working as a waiter in a bar. And someone just said, I needed a trumpet player to play one of our songs called Whatever Happened to the Common Decency of Lying. And I just needed a sort of really sort of mariachi-esque trumpet solo in this French lad. I was like, "You have a word with Florian over there?" And I was like, "He's really good." And I was like, "Is he?" And he is. he's pretty amazing.
He is. He's a top man as well. And that's funny because he's actually been playing with Prowse's band as well.
I get so many messages off his Prowse's female fans going out.
I know.
Florin has all this sort of legion of female fans on that side of town. I mean, he's a good looking lad.
Well, Prowse introduced him as the sexiest man on stage.
Well, there you go.
He's a cool fella, though. I like him. He's a top man. So, yeah, so the band has changed a lot over the years, but the Ragamuffin sound is there and it has evolved a little bit, I think, from the first stuff. It, you know, it has changed, but it's... Cause for me, I mean, I know you dabble in other stuff as well. You're in another bands, and you can sort some of that comes out in the Ragamuffin stuff, as well. But it's, I mean, your latest stuff that was out was the Gravity Dodgers, and again, the sound on that again is for me it's a little different, and Be Clever's like so punky rocky.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this. I mean, I suppose I sort of tend to group songs of ours together. So I'd group something like Be Clever in the same group as like Oxygen off of... So it's almost like if I was thinking of doing like a 5-song set for like something, I'd think, okay, well, we'd do like Be Clever and Oxygen and Generosity Killed the Fat Cats and Declan Put Your Dancing Shoes On. Mm-hmm. And that's only 4. But
the Rockers, yeah.
But yeah, so you think that, but then you think, okay, if we're doing like if we're doing something for like a more soul audience, I'd be like, well, we've got Telling Tales and Acting Clever, and then if we're going to slow it down a bit, we could do Make Love Great Again and things like that, and then we've got more of a because the other thing is quite most of the other lads in the band, if not all the other lads, play in different bands as well. So you've got Alex who plays bass for a girl over in Manchester called Charlie Cooper, who's guested on our records as well. I think she sang on Over and Out and Revolutionary Thinking on one of our records a couple of years ago. And so she's like a proper soul princess. She's like incredible voice. Oh, yeah? So obviously Tom has his own band, Big Society. Will plays in a band called Bethlehem Casuals. I think they were at Glastonbury this year.
Wow.
So just on one of the kind of, you know, side stages.
Yeah.
Obviously Flo, he moonlights for Prowsey.
He does.
And Sam's got his own band, X-Men B Team as well. Right. So we all do different. But I suppose when you kind of all come back together, you've all got fresh ideas, and and it kind of keeps it interesting as well. I mean, you know, we all sort of like dig in and like fill in for each other. I mean, I filled in front in for Tom's band a while ago, playing at the Academy in Manchester, which is just ridiculous. It's like a Thursday night gig, and he's like, "Yeah, Jacksy, can you sing for us for a bit?" I was like, "Yeah." So yeah, it's just great to know loads of musicians.
It's good.
You can help.
It's a good network you've got there, and definitely. Okay, well, before we've got a few more things we're going to talk about. You've had a very busy and interesting year indeed. Yeah. But we normally try and get a song going pretty much near the start. So for anyone who's listening, and if you know anyone who's not listening, give them a little nudge and tell them to tune into Vintage Radio, and they can get us on the TuneIn app or by going to vintageradio.org.uk, and you'll be able to hear David John Jags singing for you in just a few seconds' time. Yeah. So, what are you going to do for us first, David?
I'm going to do Be Clever, which is... I've ever told you the story of writing this?
Nope.
So, we're going to do a video for one of our songs off the Cause of Causes record.
Okay.
We're going to do a video for Drawn to the City. And we met this guy who basically developed this 12-foot rabbit costume. Well, it's a hair costume, but it's like in all sort of Wind of the Willow sort of clothing.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a pair of like really cool Adidas trainers that he'd made, and they must have been like a size 30 or something to put on the sole. And he had them as like Adidas Bellevue after the dog racing track over in Manchester.
Right.
We were trying to sort it out to get him in the video, but to be quite honest, we didn't have the money at the time.
No.
So in the end, he kind of sold the rabbit costume on. But he came up to me at the end of a gig that I was doing in Oswaldswistle, which is like next to Accrington.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been about 3 years ago, and it was like just before Christmas. He goes, "Jagsy, if I don't see you, have a good Christmas. You know, be good. And if you can't be good, be clever." And I was like,
that'll do.
I'll have a bit of that.
I know.
So I was sat in the car park, like writing little bits and bobs of it, and just like put it to one side. And then when it came to like putting together some songs for the record, it was like, here we go.
You're having that. Brilliant. Okay.
Here we go then.
So you're gonna do that one for us, and just knock that. Just not that fan of for us, because going to get on our
biggest fan.
Biggest fan. Okay, so you're listening to Vintage Radio, David John Jags, live here in the studio, and this is Be Clever.
Trouble more often than not. You're plenty cool, but baby, you like a cunt. Still, I'm sure you're gonna love me forever. But if you can't be good, then you better be clever. You're planning for a future that might be full of surprises. I'm just trying to knock my carbon footprint down a few sizes. It might not make any difference whatsoever. If you can't be good, then you better be clever. Call her in while you're holding the phone. You can talk the talk while you're shooting from the airphone. It might not make any difference whatsoever. If you can't be good, you better be clever.
Absolutely brilliant. That was Be Clever, live on Vintage Radio. David John Jaggs, thank you so much for that. That certainly woke anybody up who was half asleep.
Woke me up.
I've started the show many times with that one, I can tell you, because it's a great set opening, that one as well. So that was Be Clever. And so we're going to have a little talk about what's been going on for you this year, because it's been really, really interesting. Every time I've looked at your Facebook, there's been something going on. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what a great time this guy's having. I've got to talk to you about the Liverpool stuff, because I know you've played at Anfield outside on the match days, haven't you?
Yeah, that's...
Which is brilliant, but even better than that, the Bobby song. tell us how that all happened.
So all the kind of Liverpool gigs all stemmed from one complete chance encounter. Funnily enough, in Didsbury in Manchester, I was playing a piano gig there. Just me on my own, like little background piano gig on a Sunday afternoon, just to basically pay the bills, as you do. And then I just heard this voice come behind me and go, "All right, Shaggy lad." And it's like my mate Dan, who you might know as Rosenbloom.
All right.
Dan Ross.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, I've not seen you in ages. What have you been on with?" And I was like, "You know, nappies mainly, mate. Mm-hmm. Nappies. nappies and baby food." And he's like, "Oh, so congratulations." And I'm like, "What about yourself?" He's like, "Well, obviously, you've done a couple of like records and things, but play a lot at Anfield." And I was like, "Oh, love to do that. I've been trying to get on it for years." And he just goes, "Hang on." So he gets his phone out and literally, without, he kind of phones this guy up straight away, called Steve Fletcher. And the next week, Liverpool were playing the Tottenham game when they won 2-1 with like a last minute own goal.
Yeah.
The scariest own goal I've ever seen. And he's like, "Oh yeah, do you want to play outside on the big stage outside the ground?" I was like, "Yeah, that sounds great fun." So we'd sort of do a split of like a couple of Liverpool songs, a couple of our songs, and it's an absolute barrel of laughs.
So
we started doing that, and then it rolled around, did a couple over the course of the next month or so. We played at the Barcelona Champions League game, which is hilarious in itself because we played Fields of Anfield Road, mm-hmm. obviously, which stems from Fields of Athenry. Yeah. We had Michael Howard, the former leader of the Conservative Party, walking past, singing it. And I was just thinking, man, former leader of the Conservative Party singing like an Irish travel song. Obviously, disobeying one of the rules and the blah, but that, I just thought that was really funny in itself. So we played that, but I got introduced to a guy called Mark Kenny. And, you know, just one of those sort of chants like, "Hi, mate, how you doing?" Yeah. And then obviously what happened in the game. So the next day I get a message going, "Hey, do you fancy, really enjoyed what you did last night. Do you fancy playing at this thing I'm going to put on in New Brighton on the day of the final?" I was like, "Yeah, sounds good." And then this is obviously Mark, and he said, "Oh, I'm going to put this single out myself. Do you fancy doing one?" And I was like, I was like, "Yeah, I'll join in on that." And then I sent him, I was going to do something with this, but I don't know, it's a bit cheesy. And so I sent him over this little demo of the Bobby song, complete with percussion parts played on our little Harriet's SMA formula tins. and he was like, "Lad, that's amazing, we've got to put that out." And I was like, "Really?" And he's like, "Hang on." So he phones me up. The following Tuesday, this must have been by Friday. Mm-hmm. The following Tuesday, we were booked in a studio. We were booked in to go to Parr Street. Went there, and Parr Street realised that we wanted to actually do the recording there, not just do a little live session. So we had to come over to the Wirral, record here. By the Friday it was out, and it was in the iTunes chart Friday.
I know.
And then we got a message from one of the guys at the club saying that they'd added it to their Madrid playlist.
Yeah.
We didn't know what that meant.
No.
And obviously. And then I did LFC TV with Ian Brody and Colin Murray. Colin Murray was like, "Well, I'll play it in my fan park set." And I was like, "Yeah, okay." Mm-hmm. And then on the day of the final, I get a message from someone going, "Colin Murray just played your song in front of 80,000 people in Madrid." And then at the end of the game, they obviously have "You'll Never Walk Alone" and then play it then.
Oh, it was
which
amazing.
Is just bizarre.
It was unreal.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I remember watching the players were dancing on the pitch. I'm saying, "Oh my God, Hope Jags is watching this."
Yeah.
It was unreal.
I mean, what can you say? It's
brilliant.
So
it's really good.
I was going to retire on the Sunday morning. You know, I genuinely thought, right,
that's as good as it gets.
But I didn't sleep for two solid days because we ended up doing a gig at the arena on the day of the final, me and Will,
mm-hmm.
Which is just crackers. It was like about 3,000 people, no security, no stage, and I've played. You've seen me do some house gigs.
Mm.
I've played those house gigs with a bigger rig than I played the Echo Arena.
Really?
It was just ridiculous. Because we thought it was just a little thing kind of busking in the concourse when we got booked for it. And it was like, "Oh no, you've got this huge space to fill." And it was like, oh my God. Are we going to do this? So, you know, the proverbial turning ramp up to 11.
Yeah.
It was like that. Fun and games.
Good though.
It was great fun.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you not?
No.
And then obviously, I mean, yeah. So obviously the goal going in the first minute, but we couldn't even stay to watch the rest of the thing because we had to move our cars out of the arena because we were it was like the Italian job parking inside of the arena, so we saw the goal saw Salah's goal after about 30 seconds, and then it was like, right, we've got to go otherwise we're not going to be able, they're going to lock the doors and we're not going to be able to get our cars back.
Brilliant. So, what a great time that was.
Yeah,
that was brilliant. I mean, I had great fun with the song as well because you were good enough to send it to me, and I used it. I was doing a broadcasting project in the local primary school, and we used that song, and I had the kids were doing a jingle. They were just trying to record a jingle for me for here.
Oh, that's amazing!
And it was just brilliant. It was so good, but that song was in my head all the time because we were doing it over and over and over again. But it was great.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought it was gonna get a lot more negative. It's dead wall this. But no, not at all.
Because
at the end of the day, we did it for the fans supporting food banks charity.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
And it was I mean, we're waiting, obviously. So, basically, the amount of downloads and things that have had, if this was the 1980s, we'd have made thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds for them.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, unfortunately, the way that Spotify and downloads work,
pennies.
We're hoping that it'll be a decent amount, but obviously, it's not going to be the kind of Live Aid money, unfortunately. But yeah, absolutely thrilled with that.
Yeah, it was a great thing, though. It was a great cause, yeah. And it was a great. The whole of that time was brilliant, and like that song coming out when it did as well. I mean, I played it here when you first sent it across. Yeah. It was just such a buzz. Yeah. It was brilliant, yeah. And then say for it to be played there.
Yeah.
So the Anfield things. Have you got any more of them?
Yeah, we're playing on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Which is ridiculous because it's a 12:30 kickoff and we've got to play before the game.
Oh, right.
So
Newcastle.
So I might be taking it easy tomorrow night on Friday.
Okay.
It's quite an early start.
Okay.
But there's a food bank appeal there as well. So if anyone's going down to the game,
okay.
They're obviously collecting because there's a component of the Fans Supporting Food Banks charity in Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd urge anyone to go I think there's the home baked bakery, which we did. I mean, oh, that's
you did the thing.
Yeah,
there,
we did. Oh, we did. I forgot about that.
So early in the morning, wasn't
it? Yeah. So we did. So never mind early starts then. So we were on BBC. We did BBC Breakfast on BBC One on the day of the final in Home Bakes, and there was a brilliant guy who works at the club, and they were saying that they'd not been allowed to go over to Madrid, but their sort of compensation was if they won, they'd be looking after the trophy the day after.
Oh, all right.
But they were just. You know, I don't want to say
they
weren't sprightly young kind of people, but they were just in the cafe opposite, and we played in Never Walk Alone as a little sort of thing for the BBC, and the lady was crying, and I was just like, that's, but you don't often see you don't see many bands play it because it's sort of obviously
no
with all respect, it is antagonistic to one half of the city.
I know.
So it's one of those,
it's
isn't
difficult.
It? But it's you know. But yeah, it was just crazy.
I
was obviously going on about my other band. The week before, I did a gig with the Northern Soul Band at a festival in Darwin to 3,000 people, and I'd completely forgotten that because of the week of the Champions League final. It's just one of those. You kind of it was a bit of a blur. So
how did that come about? How did your soul stuff come out? How did you end up with them?
So I mean, obviously. A lot when we play soul stuff in the Ragamuffins, it sounds a bit like sort of get happy era, sort of Costello, that sort of thing. I've always liked Northern Soul music, and a friend of mine, Daryl, was the singer in a band, and I'd seen some of the things he'd posted. The biggest one was the fact that the band play an annual gig at Blackpool Ballroom, which is obviously where they have the Strictly Come Dancing thing. And I've got to get to Blackpool, so I was like, that's luxury. And he announced back in July that he was going to leave at the end of the year, and I was like, that sounds pretty good. So I basically threw one of my many hats into the ring and just said, I'm up for doing this. So I had to go and audition, but I got the phone call saying that I was going to be asked to do an audition, and it was about 6 hours after Harriet had come around.
So
I got a phone call in the hospital, and it's like I got this sprightly sort of like Blackburn accent going, "Hey mate, are you all right?" And I was like, "And I was like whispering, like, why are you whispering? What's up?" And he's like, "Just in the labour ward. I've just become a dad." And he's like, "Oh my god!" So great. And then got the gig, and we've done. Where have we played stuff? So we played Rochdale Festival, Rochdale Feelgood Festival with the Coral, which was brilliant.
Wow.
And the full video of the gig, which you never get full unless you do like Glastonbury for the BBC.
You never get
the full gig, like kind of video to high definition. So we got the full gig video of that. So if you want to check that out, folks,
I shall have a look. Yeah,
and that was great fun. But it's all sort of Northern Soul classics. Although we're looking at possibly. Taking up some of my sort of songwriting ideas and doing a couple of originals things. Not the band, the originals, you know. But yes, a couple of kind of originals things, because why not?
Right, I think I may have a question or two come through, so let's have a little look and see what we've got. Right. Okay. Ask David how he felt about having his songs played at Anfield. Okay. Well, we've pretty much covered that, haven't we? It was a buzz.
The Anfield one. I mean, that was the first Anfield gig we did was like a demo. In terms of George playing our songs, was a demo that I sent into him. It must be 10 years ago. And that was just because I'd met his, I bumped into his son, and he's got the exact same accent. So Lenny, if you're listening, hello. he's got the exact same accent as his dad, and yeah. I just was like, you know, I suppose it's my musical ear and like sonic ear. I was like, hang on, are you? Yeah. And he's like, yeah. So, and it was pre sort of Ragamuffins really. So I just like sent that in as a demo of like. And George has been a really big supporter of ours ever since.
Yes, he's
so,
a good fella. I've seen him at a couple of the gigs, George. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He is. Top man.
Yeah. Bumped into him in Edinburgh because I was doing something for the club in one of the pre-season friendlies there.
So right. Murrayfield.
Yeah, it was my little brother's birthday. And Liverpool got stuffed 3-0 by Napoli. Uh-huh. So
shocking.
That was good fun.
Right, but, another question for you. This is from our Mike.
Yeah.
And he says, how does David feel when he has to play covers at some gigs? And are the covers that he plays particular favourites of his or just songs that he think will be well received?
Ooh, a bit of both. I really like trying to put your own spin on covers. And also, I don't know, I suppose... There's a gig we did immediately. A friend of mine runs a bar, it's like a bar complex, and I did a thing with a couple of lads immediately after the Rochdale gig. So I got off stage at about 7 o'clock at Rochdale, dived in my car, sped over to this other gig. Everything was already set up, and I was looking at the crowd and thinking, well, this is, so we kicked off with This Girl by Kungs, which obviously some of people will know is like the song that they sing for Jeannie Wijnaldum.
Yeah.
And we played that, and it was just absolutely bouncing. And I'd rather do a good covers gig than a gig where you play your own stuff and it absolutely bombs.
Yeah.
Just because whatever you do, you feed off the crowd and you play better and. I suppose that's just how things have evolved, and because, you know, undoubtedly it's better to play your own stuff when you get a response of people singing something that you've kind of grafted onto, it's incredible. But it's unfortunately the way I've got to earn a living.
I know.
Really,
it is.
I try and push my own stuff as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
But ultimately, if someone, you know, if it's going to help you out, then you've got to do this.
So you've got to do what you've got to do, mate, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for the questions, and I've got another couple that I'll ask you in a minute, but it's time for another song. For anybody who's listening, we're okay to go to Facebook Live with this one?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so if you are listening, we're now going to go over to Facebook, and we're gonna put this on live as well. So if you're gonna go and have a look at Facebook, then make sure you come back to Vintage Radio as well and have another listen in a minute. So, what are you going to do for us, mate?
I'm going to do a song that has never been played ever before, not even by myself. And this is called Last Walk Down Hope Street.
Okay.
And I thought, well, okay, you can't quite see it from over here, but so it's a pretty good place to launch it. So here we go.
Okay.
That somewhere out there destiny awaits. I've watched your constellations lining up. It's like a death that's worse than fate. The future's looking terrifying, but you still look electrifying to me. And there's a cloud the size of Merseyside above me. You used to thank your lucky stars like some celestial discovery. The future's looking bleak, 'cause no one dares to speak the truth these days, it seems. When I feel like giving up,
and I can't keep suffering. Let's walk down Hope Street. When I feel like giving up and I can't keep suffering, let's walk down Hope Street. And I've been trying to pull myself together, trying to spot the sunbeams through the raindrops. Yeah, I've been trying to keep myself together. I need a hand to hold me when the pain stops. 'Cause I'm tired of chasing dreams of destiny away. Weren't aiming for my heart, you must have smashed it with a ricochet. You're trying to turn the clock back, but I won't make time for anyone else. And I feel like giving up, 'cause I can't keep suffering. So let's walk down Hope Street. And I feel like giving up, can't keep suffering. So let's walk down Hope Street. Let's walk down Hope Street. Let's walk down Hope Street. And ooh.
Absolutely brilliant. That was Let's Walk Down Hope Street live on Vintage Radio. That was an exclusive as well. And thank you to those who were watching on Facebook as well. And so are we going to get that one put down on a release?
It will be, but it's a case of when, because it is, it's a funny one at the minute. It takes a long time to sort of put all the pieces together. And I'm an absolute perfectionist. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Gravity Dodgers record was slightly different in terms of that. We'd got it up, we'd got 95% of it done, and then we went in and did the live bits. Mm-hmm. Something like, as in one take, this is it.
Bang. Yeah.
Apart from, confession time, we cheated on Be Clever, because we put one or two little vocal overdubs on my vocals, because I was just like, I'd like to absolutely hammer that bit and do this. And then, but even then, it was like kind of two takes of each thing, and that was to do a track vocal and a little extra harmony in addition to Sam's.
Yeah.
But so it takes a long time to kind of piece all the bits
together.
And it's sort of like because I suppose what we lack in terms of having the resources to go into a mega studio and make things sound absolutely crisp and perfect, we sort of get away with by having the time to go over things and do them to our absolute best ability each time. And unfortunately, time at the minute is a bit... But I can't remember writing as much as I have in the last couple of weeks. Not sort of full ideas, but you get like about 50% of a song done, and then you're like, okay, well, I've got that idea. And it's just the kind of fleshing out that you come back to later on. But it's coming up with little sort of...
So will you just sit and strum and
not even that? Sometimes you just be there and you end up humming a little tune. There's bizarrely one of the things that happened about just before Gravity Dodgers came out. Harriet destroyed the computer I had that had all my pretty much the master files of the record on, and she just vomited on it.
Oh,
sorry if anyone's having the tea, so she completely destroyed that, and. Fortunately, you managed to salvage all the files and even more fortunately, it was insured. So, but the cost of the MacBook and everything's gone up stupidly. So I had to get two things to make up for it. So I've got like a tablet and a computer desktop. So it was on there, but you get like a little keyboard thing on the tablet, and she's just like hand it to her and just let her play on the kind of arpeggiators on the synths. And I mean you can obviously on Declan there's a really cool arpeggiator thing at the start of the record. I've done it on a couple of other ones, so I might just do an electronica weird collaboration with my daughter.
Do it.
See about that.
Go for it.
So we'll see how that goes, but Yeah, okay. Like I said, I mean, we might try and do something like an original thing with the soul band in the next couple of months.
Okay.
And I might put just this song out as a sort of, you know, to sate people's thirst for new Ragamuffins material.
Definitely, definitely. That'll always be there, mate.
Yeah.
Always be there. So, I mean, gig-wise with the Ragamuffins, I mean, apart from like the stuff that you've done at the fan parks and that, is anything planned, anything in the pipeline?
I think we're going to try and put a few things together at once. So not a tour per se, but sort of like we're going to plan to try and do maybe like 3 or 4 gigs over the course of a week or two. But not kind of, we've not got them all sort of in place yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing, in terms of things in the next couple of weeks, we're doing. Because it's now the 50th anniversary of the Abbey Road record.
Of course.
Yeah. So we're going to be playing. We're going to be playing at Leith on the 26th of September.
Okay.
So, which is going to be good.
You've done a few of them, haven't you?
Yeah. The third one we've done.
Yeah.
So we've done. So
I think the last one you had like loads and loads of involvement in that. You've pretty much the house band.
Yeah.
So
we did maybe 3 or 4 at the Sgt. Pepper's one.
Yeah.
I think we did Sgt. Pepper's.
Was it the White Album?
Yeah, and then last year was the White Album.
Yeah.
So we did loads. We did Birthday, Back in the USSR.
Yeah.
Quite a few. The George Harrison one. Savoy Truffle, which was great fun.
Yeah.
That was a really good
gig. It was a good night, wasn't it? I remember
and
that.
That was actually the night before I went into hospital. Which was horrible. Because I thought it was just a routine appointment the next morning, and it was not. It was absolutely not.
Okay.
So I didn't sleep for four days solid.
Oh.
So I felt like I was, dear me. That was fun.
Yeah, indeed. Oh, well, that's the 26th of September. That's at Leith.
That's at Leith,
Bull Street as well. Okay, I've got to ask you about your eye injury as well, because I've had that many problems with my eyes over the years. When I saw that you poked yourself in the eye with your guitar string, oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was like the end of a gig, and I had 2 songs left, and I thought, well, I'm probably going to be asked to do an encore. I mean, that's how arrogant I am. You know, so I was thinking, well, I'm going to have to change the string, so... changed the B string on my guitar, which for those of you who don't know is the second thinnest of your guitar strings, and normally I kind of trim all the guitar strings on really nicely and keep them all neat and tidy, because that's how I am, but because it was I couldn't find the clippers, so I was just like, oh, sod it, I'll just shove it back in the case at the end of the gig, which is what I did. Foolish move, because it was my birthday last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to go out for a meal on the Thursday, me and our Catherine. So I was getting the guitar out of the case to have a bit of a...
That's our fire alarm going off, but hopefully it's a false alarm.
Okay.
So this is live.
Yeah. Wow. I like that. So, Harriet was like messing around with some percussion things. So I thought, I'll jam along with my daughter, and this will be one of those beautiful sort of Cat Stevens father and daughter moments. Got my guitar out the case, and as I opened the lid, this string just flops out and lashed me right across the eye.
Oh, man.
And
it's
horrible.
It's scary.
Absolutely horrible. Yeah. I mean, it turns out it was something or nothing, but obviously the optician was like, yeah. It is pretty superficial, but you'll know about it for the next day or so.
Yeah.
So not fun.
Not.
That's why I've had to have me sort of Elvis Costello glasses on for the whole weekend.
Steady contacts. You get new contacts now.
I love them. Yeah.
I haven't worn for about 40 years now.
Yeah. So unfortunately, you know, with the hats now, I just get right. So I've gone from being asked to play Elvis Costello and Buddy Holly songs all the time to now being asked to play Jerry Cinnamon songs. I wear a hat and I've got a big chin, so it's like, what can you do? You can't win, can you? So
okay, so another before we do another song to finish off with a couple more questions. One's that's come through again. This is our kid, because I know he's sat at home listening, and this is one I'd like to know as well. What, and it's probably like asking what who's your favourite child, is what's your favourite Ragamuffin song to do? What do you like doing the best?
Favourite one to do? At the minute, I'd probably say it's because it's quite complicated, and when it goes right, it's sort of like I can't believe that I put this together, and it's sounding pretty big. Make Love Great Again is huge, because it just, when it hits that sort of build up into the guitar solo, it just sounds massive. but it is obviously really hard. And also, I don't kind of play an instrument on it, because mm-hmm. even though I wrote the piano part, it's, you know, I don't want to be, I can't exactly go with Sam.
I know.
Shift
I know.
Over, lad.
I know.
Shift my over, turn. Let me play this, lad.
It's my turn.
So I'd say that's possibly one of them. If not, Be Clever, just because kind of it's, you know, when you're 16 years old and you're learning how to play electric guitar, mm. you don't, the first thing you want to do is play loud electric guitar and just play.
Make a noise.
And it's dead simple to play in terms of, in mm. really, so you can't, you know, just doing that sort of, like that power chord stuff, yeah. and then kind of using, I've got like a pedal to do the sort of tremolo thing, the kind of whammy bar mm-hmm. thing, because if I did that on a whammy bar, I'd be out of tune within like 2 seconds, so... yeah, Be Clever is immense as well. But you probably used to be Generosity Killed the Fat Cats, just for mm. that intro, because when that kicks in, you can just like yell the kind yeah. of four count into it. But yeah, there you go.
Okay. Well, that's answered the question.
Two new ones. I mean, that's well, yeah. that's good. I suppose yeah. that's good. That's, I mean,
the video for that's cool as well.
So yeah, the Be Clever one.
Yeah. It's black and white video.
With the fireworks. And
yeah,
because we did it on the 5th of November, and it. Yeah. We shot that in our mate's kind of studio set up in Manchester, and I'm not kidding you, it was like Victorian London.
Yeah.
It's like coming out of there, Manchester, which, I mean, any big city's the same now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous, that sort of area. It was just like kind of smoke anyway, like yeah. like some sort of thick,
scary stuff,
like Jack the Ripper-esque fog. It's crazy.
Right, I think, just in case my mate Nick's listening as well, my question is, do you miss mine and Nick's backing vocals on
this? Oh, absolutely, yeah. They were fantastic.
The BVs.
I mean, hi, mate. Yeah.
I know,
oh,
yeah,
man, yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, man. At the house gigs, that always sticks out in my mind. Me and Nick stood at the back doing our backing vocals.
Yeah.
But yeah, I miss him a lot. He was over here for a wedding as well, down south a few days ago, Nick. Yeah. I think he's back in Sweden now. Well, I'll send a copy of this to him so he'll have a listen. So if you're listening, Nick, we all say hello to you.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so it's time for another song before we wrap up the Gezi. And what are you going to do for us, mate?
I'm going to do Let You Down. Let's just check.
Like every time we kiss, you give me something, something more than this. And this ain't the end of the story, it's the end of a difficult chapter. I just hope that you're my happy ever after. And don't take your love to town, she'll only go and let you down. And don't take your love to town, no. And don't take your love to town, she'll only go and let you down. And darling, I can't wait for you to fall. It seems like every time we talk, you try and open up your heart a bit too much. Cause now it seems you're dead before your head. Couldn't that be the case? Despite the beaming smile across your face. And don't take your love to town, she'll only go and let you down. And don't take your love to town, Lord. Don't take your love to town, she'll only go and let you down. And darling, I can't wait for you to fall. Wait for you to fall. Take your love to town, she'll only go and let you down. And don't take your love to town at all. Oh, don't take your love to town, she'll only go.
absolutely brilliant. That was David John Jags live on Vintage Radio, and Let You Down. That was superb. David, thank you so much for coming in this evening. And we just let everybody know as well how they can have a listen to the Ragamuffins.
Yeah, well, you can get us on our website, which is theragamuffins.co.uk, 1G, should add. We're on Facebook, The Ragamuffins UK, facebook.com, The Ragamuffins UK. We're on Twitter, at The Ragamuffins, Instagram, at The Ragamuffins. You can find us on Spotify, I think.
Bandcamp,
Bandcamp as well, if you want a hard copy of everything. And yeah,
plenty of ways to listen. And there's loads of bits on YouTube and stuff as well that you can listen to. And of course, if you are around Liverpool on the 26th of September, the Ragamuffins will be playing at Leaf on Ball Street as part of the Beatles.
Abbey Road.
Okay, so you've got that to look forward to as well. You do some bits and bobs solo gigs as well, don't you? You've seen you in, so is it somewhere in Blackburn or Clitheroe or something?
There's a mate of mine runs a tiny little micro pub called the Ale House in Clitheroe.
Yeah, Ale House, that's the one.
Which is hilarious. There's a guy, I don't know, he didn't even come into the gig, but he had like something on his hand. I think it was like a kind of Gordon the Gopher style thing on his hand, and he was just outside the window waving it away. It was just absolutely bizarre that. But, bless them.
You've got to do it. It's got to be done indeed. Okay, so good luck with everything that you do for the rest of the year, and so look forward to any new Ragamuffin stuff. So keep us in touch. Anything that you do, send it along to us here, and you'll surely get a play here on Vintage Radio.
Brilliant.
David John Jags, thank you so much, and I'll see you soon. Radio. Any opinions expressed here on the Radio Show are solely mine, and not necessarily those of Vintage Radio.
This is Vintage Radio.